Carlos in San Antonio on Guadalupe Radio. You're up next. Hey, Carlos.
Hi, is this Patrick Coffin?
This is Patrick Coffin. Is this Carlos?
Yes.
Welcome
this
aboard.
This is the first time I've been on Catholic Answers Live.
Oh, great. Trent's very
thank you all for both. Thank you both for taking the time to answer my question. And my question is this. I am a pro-life Catholic, but my question is, how do we even start a conversation about the abortion issue with a pro-choice Catholic, especially when that person is someone very close to you? And like, to be more even more specific, it's a family member.
Yeah.
And every time we discuss the issue, as I was describing the person who was listening to my question, we both get shot by our own pistols.
Just the phrase "pro-choice Catholic" is kind of chilling to hear, and more chilling when it's a family member. Trent, how to negotiate that water?
Yeah, talking with family members about an issue like abortion can be very difficult. So I think the techniques that I offer in my book, Persuasive Pro-Life, are going to be the most effective. And specifically, it's taking the time to ask questions to get the person to the one core issue, which is, what are the unborn, and are they human or not, and should they be treated like other human beings are treated and have the same basic rights? So the key, I guess, would be asking questions and listening thoughtfully and trying to find common ground or agreement whenever possible. So it's important to say, you know, you can use a jumping off point. There's usually always something about abortion in the news. So you can ask this family member, hey, they're talking about this in the news with abortion. What do you think of that? And then springboard from that to, so what do you think about abortion in general? And what I try to ask is, I know we disagree, but could we find some common ground? And I ask the question, are you in favor? Do you think abortion should be legal through all 9 months of pregnancy for any reason whatsoever? And most people say, well, no, I won't go that far. And then you can say, okay, well, you know, I agree with you on some of these that they should be illegal, but hey, you know, why do you draw the line at this certain point? Why do you draw it at 3 months or at 6 months? Why are you for abortion in rape, but not because the person just doesn't want to care for a baby, even though they're wealthy enough to do so? And by asking those questions, hopefully you can get the person to see that their worldview is a bit inconsistent. And similar to a caller I had in the previous show about how to talk about atheism, you can use a hypothetical opponent. You can say, okay, well, so you say that the world's overpopulated, and that's why we need abortion. All right, well, instead of saying, well, what's wrong with you? We don't kill born people to reduce overpopulation. You could say, can I ask you a question? What about people who would say to you, hey, we don't kill two-year-olds for overpopulation. Why should we do this to the unborn? What would you say to somebody like that? It's a very subtle difference, but it keeps the person from feeling like you're attacking them. It's you want to just figure out what they believe and how they would respond to others. And then by doing that, you can slowly bring them through the conversation. Though I would recommend just getting a copy of my book, Persuasive Pro-Life. It's Kindle version. I think it's about $5. And in that book, every chapter ends with a sample dialogue on the issue. And that can give you some kind of a framework to follow.
Thanks for the call, Trent, Carlos.
Trent, may I have just one more moment, please?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Sure. Just one quick moment. To answer that question, it's just from my own previous experience with this person, okay. I've always gotten, you know, it's always between a woman and her doctor, a woman and her doctor.
Okay.
Or it's a woman. It's a woman's choice. I mean, the government needs to stay out.
Okay, yeah, and there's lots of approaches you can take with that. I would say, you know what? I agree with you that when someone decides if they want to have their tonsils taken out or their wisdom teeth taken out, that it only involves that person and the doctor. But if somebody went in and said, I want to euthanize my grandfather, or I want to... There's a dilemma, actually, among bioethicists, deaf parents who want to make their children deaf to fit in with them. And you would say, well, that's just between those parents and their doctor. People rightly say, no, there's another child involved here. Or if it's euthanasia, there's another adult involved here, an innocent person. So to ask the question, wouldn't you agree that when a woman walks into her gynecologist and the gynecologist is treating the health issue and this woman wants to give birth, wouldn't you agree that in that office, there's one doctor and two patients? When the woman wants to give birth and wants everything to go well, So then I would ask them, how does someone's attitude, if that woman goes into the abortion office, how does the number one doctor, two patients change based on the attitude of the people involved? It just can't.
It can't. Carlos, thanks for the call.